One of the reasons I love Disney so much is not just the amazing visual landscape or the rides and shows. For me, it's really the history of the whole thing. It's truly a place where unprecedented things can and have happened throughout the years. Events that can either be bright and cheery or comprised from a much darker mixture. This brings me to the story of what happened on that day I answered one of the old payphones at Epcot. My girlfriend Sandra and I were at the park and, like usual after the long car ride over, she had to use the restroom almost immediately as we approached the park. It's kind of difficult to notice, but if your MO is like ours, then you probably know that there's a little restroom area to the left-hand side of the turnstiles as you approach the entrance of Epcot. There's never anyone over there, and the section definitely has a very 80s vibe. This is amplified by the fact that they have a small row of payphones right outside the building, next to where the bathrooms are. Anyways, when she was in the bathroom, I pulled out my phone and was just messing around playing a game or something, when all of a sudden one of the payphones started ringing. I had never actually experienced this happen in real life, but since payphones are pretty much non-existent now, I was excited that this may be my one chance to answer a random call from a payphone. When I picked up the receiver, all I heard was a woman's heavy breathing over the line. It sounded as if she was crying. "Zachary?" A hysterical woman beckoned over the line. "No, this is not Zachary." "Oh," she said, leaving me with an awkward dead pause. She then perked back up again and asked, "Is there a little boy around there with a red shirt and blue hat?" I informed her that I didn't see anyone matching that description, but if she wanted me to, I could tell someone in park security. After that, I was just met with sobbing. Then she said something really odd to me. "He was supposed to meet me out front of Horizons, but he never showed up." "Horizons?" I asked. "That ride hasn't been open in like 20 years. She was silent for a while. Then she responded in a somewhat annoyed tone. "I'm next to the trash cans, right outside of the entrance. It says Horizons." At that moment, Sandra quickly exited the bathroom and pointed at the payphone with a puzzled look. Assuming I was just being pranked or something, I told the woman I was sorry and I needed to go, but if she had a problem, she should find a cast member or contact security. Then the line just cut out after that, without a thank you or anything. That was strange, I said to Sandra as we began to head toward the front gates of the park. Next, we made our way out to where our first stop always was, the Mission Space Ride. As we approached the old retro-looking building, I remembered that it was actually the ride that had replaced Horizons. I then stopped for a moment as I caught a glimpse of some trash cans to the right of the entrance. I wondered if those were the ones the woman was talking about. I walked over towards them and looked around to see if I could locate a hysterical woman anywhere. There wasn't really anyone nearby at all, though, so I pretty much gave up till I saw a plastic bag sticking out of the ground in the bushes. I kneeled down and pulled it out and noticed it was really old. Like, years. Inside it was a tube of lipstick and an outdated park map from the 90s. To my surprise and shock, it had the word payphone written on it and a number below it as well. Then the part of the map that had Horizons on it was circled. We both figured it was too much of a coincidence for there to be a different woman who had called that payphone from the exact spot, especially since Horizons was circled. But if she had called me that day, why was she using a map from the 90s? In the corner of my eye, a little boy caught my attention with a blue hat running past us, his face terrified and full of tears. "Holy crap, blue hat, that could be the kid," I said to Sandra as I took off towards him. We ran after him for a while until we got all the way to the Odyssey restaurant before I realized we had lost him. We decided that it obviously might not have been the kid anyways, and just decided to head into the restaurant and grab a beer. One drink became two, and two became three. Before I knew it, I was pretty intoxicated and talking to some old janitor who was emptying the trash. I asked him if he had heard any reports of missing kids in the park that day, to which he quickly responded no. Then I began questioning him more about whether kids usually get found when they get lost at the park. I noticed he had a 25-year service pin on, so he would probably be pretty knowledgeable on the topic. He ended up telling me that every time he could think of kids getting lost, they were pretty much always found. All except for one little boy from back when he first started working at the park. There was a situation where a park manager was supposed to meet her 10-year-old son out in front of the Horizons ride, actually, but the kid never showed. Security had a hunch that the boy had likely left the park, maybe with someone else. But the mother refused to believe this. Even after the official search was done, she came back to the park over and over again, looking for her lost son. This went on for the next 10 years, and she apparently thought she saw him every now and then. However, when she would finally catch up to him, he was always just a similar-looking kid. I asked the custodian if the boy's name was Zachary by any chance, and he nodded in surprise. I actually think it was. I then told him that I was pretty sure I had spoken to the boy's mother on one of the park's payphones earlier. He took a step back and gazed at me with a serious tone. Well, that would be impossible, sir. She unfortunately ended her life last year. And as far as I know, nobody can actually call those payphones anymore. The lines were disconnected. We gazed at each other uncomfortably before the man stepped away to complete the rest of his tasks. The rest of the day was definitely a bit off for me. I just couldn't get that poor woman off my mind. Then towards the end of the night, we decided to go on the Living with the Land boat ride. It was a cheesy old ride with some mildly educational dialogue and sounds and sets from different natural landscapes. It was really more of a ride to catch some shut-eye than anything else. Lucky for us, there was no line at all, so we walked right on. However, before the ride set off, a heavyset woman stepped up with this shrill, bright, white hair and got on the ride. It was really awkward because she also had these sunglasses on, even though this ride is super dark. I turned back and waved to her to break the tension, but she didn't respond at all. She just maintained her straightforward look, not even looking around to acknowledge the different elements of the ride. That kind of freaked me out, but I managed to look forward and try not to let it affect my experience. That was until I saw her in the ride. She was staring at us from behind this fake waterfall. I jolted up and pointed her out to Sandra, but she missed her, I guess. I looked to the back of the boat and saw that there was no one back there anymore. That was pretty much it for me. I freaked out, telling Sandra to turn around and look to the back of the boat, but when she turned around, her reaction was fairly indifferent. Babe, are you feeling okay? She said, clearly concerned. Am I feeling okay? Some old lady just jumped off the back of our boat, I yelled. No one was on the boat with us, babe. Taking deep breaths, I sat back down and tried to wait for the end of the ride. We came up on a farm setting and the woman was there again. This time she stared at only me and lifted up a Polaroid photo of a young boy for me to see. Then her mouth opened wide and she screamed this hideous scream. From that moment on, though, I knew that for some reason, she felt as though I was the one to help her find her child. In fact, she's still with me as I write this. I just saw her standing in the front yard, staring at me. I need to find Zachary for her. She grows more irritated by the day, and I don't know how much more of this I can take. I think it goes without saying that that was my last time at Disney for a very long time.